This Brigham Young University Idaho devotional address by Sister Jennifer Meredith was delivered January 13th, 2026.
Alvin F. Meredith III became the 18th president of Brigham Young University, Idaho on August 1st, 2023. He was sustained as a General Authority 70 on April 3rd, 2021, and continues to serve in this role today. Prior to his work at BYU, Idaho, he served in a number of church callings, including as a member of the presidency of the Church's Middle East Africa North area and as president of the Utah Salt Lake City South Mission. In his professional career, President Meredith worked in Singapore, Hong Kong, and Nashville as a senior executive of Asurion, a global technology firm. President Meredith earned a bachelor's degree in psychology from Brigham Young University and an MBA in finance from the University of Chicago Booth School of Business. Sister Jennifer Edgen Meredith received a bachelor's degree in communications from BYU. She worked in human resources for Franklin Covey. Sister Meredith served as a mission leader with her husband in the Utah Salt Lake City South Mission. She has served as a presidency member in multiple church organizations and as a full-time missionary in the Argentina Salta Mission. President and Sister Meredith were married on June 6, 1998 in the Salt Lake Temple, and they are the parents of six children.
20 years ago, in 2006, my husband was called to be our McMinnville, Tennessee stake president by President Boyd K. Packer. After the benediction of the general session, President Packer returned to the pulpit and said, "I wish I had time to shake the hand of every child in this room." He paused and then added, "You have no idea who they are." I immediately felt the truth of that statement as I looked down at our 6-year-old Chase, 4-year-old Connor, 2-year-old Caroline, and my 7-month pregnant belly carrying our Elizabeth. I wondered, who are they really? Fast forward 12 years, and these are the same children whom President Russell M. Nelson enlisted in the Lord's Youth Battalion on June 3rd, 2018. We all know what happened 2 years later in March of 2020. Amid a global pandemic, this is the same generation that was attending middle school, high school, and college, and serving missions. Many of them served in multiple missions. We served alongside them during the COVID-19 pandemic and observed their remarkable resilience. In 2022, these were the same children, now young adults, to whom President Nelson first taught the three most important identifiers. You are children of God, children of the covenant, and disciples of Jesus Christ. Where are these children today? Thousands of them are seated here in the BYU Idaho Center. Many more are enrolled online through BYU Idaho and BYU Pathway. They attend BYU, BYU Hawaii, Ensign College, and countless other higher education institutions worldwide. They are enrolling at Institute in record numbers. They are serving missions in record numbers. Some have graduated, started careers, married in the temple, and even begun welcoming children into their families. When I look at you, I feel like I am witnessing what President Nelson called the majesty of this moment. The Lord is hastening his work through you. After the first presidency extended my husband's assignment as the president of BYU Idaho, we prayerfully sought guidance on what we should teach. During one discussion, it became clear that we should emphasize three things. Look to Jesus Christ, follow the counsel of his living prophets and apostles, and that living the gospel of Jesus Christ is joyful. First, look to Jesus Christ. Elder David A. Bednar recently testified to a small group of our students, "Jesus Christ lives." Then he stated it a different way, "Jesus Christ is alive." Then he repeated, Jesus Christ is alive. President Dallin H. Oaks has declared that Jesus Christ, quote, has done everything that is essential for our journey through mortality, close quote. His resurrection has secured our resurrection. This knowledge gives us the perspective and strength to endure mortal challenges, the incentive to keep the commandments, and encouragement to fulfill our family responsibilities. Christ and his prophets have taught us the plan of salvation, including commandments and covenants we must obey. President Oaks continues by saying, "The Savior's atonement allows us to be cleansed of our personal sins so we can be readmitted to the presence of God if we choose to repent. As part of his atonement, Jesus Christ suffered pains and afflictions and temptations of every kind, that he may know, according to the flesh, how to succor his people according to their infirmities." Look to the Savior. When you truly know him, you will never want to leave him. Second, follow the counsel of his living prophets and apostles. Christ teaching the Beatitudes is recorded in both the Bible and the Book of Mormon. However, in the Book of Mormon record, the resurrected Christ taught one primary beatitude before all others. "Blessed are ye if ye shall give heed unto the words of these 12 whom I have chosen from among you to minister unto you and to be your servants." The very first beatitude Christ taught was to give heed to the words of his chosen servants. Today, we have unprecedented access to the words of our modern prophets and apostles. We can benefit from their counsel daily. In October, all three members of our New First Presidency jointly posted this message on Instagram for you, the young adults.
President Oaks, what is your message to the rising generation, to the young single adults that are watching right now, in the church and outside? What is your message to them?
You have a Heavenly Father who loves you. He's provided a plan for you, and it's best in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, where we have an explanation for the purpose of life, challenges and activities that lead you along what we call the covenant path to a heavenly destiny. Trust in the Lord. Come and enjoy his blessings with us.
President Eyring, what is your message to the rising generation?
Congratulations. The Lord saved you for the most exciting time in the history of his work in this world. And they can be optimistic if they'll trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and be his servants as much as they can be. I promise them a glorious future.
President Christofferson, what is your message to the rising generation?
I would say simply remember this: there is no substitute for the Holy Ghost. No technology, no other recourse or source can replace the Spirit. Hence the importance, I think, of remembering our Savior each week as we partake of the sacrament, having his Spirit to be with us, living so that Spirit is always with us, and that in this generation, you have that constant guide of the Holy Spirit.
President Oaks, I will give you the last word. If you have anything you'd like to add for our young people.
Christ is the way. Don't try to go it alone as you take this difficult journey through mortality. Come join us as we walk that covenant path toward an eternal destiny that God, our Heavenly Father, has provided for all of his children upon the earth.
If you are not already, I invite you to follow our living prophets and apostles on social media. Third, living the gospel of Jesus Christ is joyful. Men are that they might have joy. Jesus Christ reminded us, "In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Because he has, we can too. President Oaks said, I testify to you of the lasting happiness and ultimate joy of those who exercise faith in God and keep his commandments. I urge each of you to seek the joy that comes from keeping the commandments of God and exerting a righteous influence for the benefit of those we love. Living his gospel is the antidote to life's challenges. Through simple, consistent acts like exercising faith in Christ, repenting daily, partaking of the sacrament weekly, striving to keep the Holy Ghost, and worshiping in the temple regularly, we find joy. I invite you to seek joy. President Packer was right. I didn't know who you were, but he did. For the past 20 years, I have had a front row seat serving alongside you, your generation, in primary, youth programs, Sunday school, and in the mission. You have taught me profound lessons. I know your goodness and your potential to be an influence for good in a world that desperately needs Christ's light shining through you. Don't miss the majesty of your moment. Jesus Christ is leading this church. He is leading this university, and he will lead you. Look to the Savior, follow the counsel of his living prophets and apostles, and remember that living the gospel of Jesus Christ is joyful. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
For more information about this program, please visit the BYU Idaho website at byui.edu/devotionals.